It's time for It Says in the Papers now with Shane McElhattan.
With counts still to complete and seats to be filled, the papers are clear on the themes emerging from the election. They're looking back on the campaign and looking forward to the negotiations that are already beginning on the formation of a new government. All the papers agree that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will form the nucleus of the next government, but they will be a handful of seats short of a majority. Two key issues remain. Who will join the two civil war parties in government, and will there be agreement on a rotation of the role of Taoiseach? Independence to make first move is the Independence lead headline, over a report that independent TDs will seek to open talks about supporting a Fianna Fáil-Fine Gael coalition. But the paper also quotes Labour leader Ivana Bacic as predicting that such a government would be disastrous for the country. The Sun's editorial describes the potential role of coalition partner as being the poison chalice for either Labour or the Social Democrats. The Daily Mail says that what it calls leading coalition figures have told the paper that they favour the support of a number of trusted independents like Michael Lowry, Sean Kenny and Noel Grealish. The Irish Times lead headline says Labour and the Social Democrats are wary of joining a coalition, but that independent TDs are declaring their willingness to join a new government. The Mirror says Micheál Martin is in pole position to become Taoiseach. John Drennan in the Mail runs the rule over 10 constituencies that he says won it for Fianna Fáil. The Examiner reports that the result puts him in the driving seat, but quotes Micheál Martin as saying it's too early to reach a conclusion on the shape of the next government. He told the paper he hasn't spoken to either Labour or the Social Democrats, indicating it makes no sense until we know how many seats each party has. Another key question is, will there be a provision for the rotation of the post of Taoiseach if the two parties agree on a programme for government? Fine Gael's Helen McEntee is quoted in The Independent as saying she could not see a situation where there would not be a rotation of the post. The Star and The Mirror run identical stories, quoting retiring former Deputy Fine Gael leader Simon Coveney as saying it would be a very difficult proposition for Fine Gael to go into coalition with Fianna Fáil without a rotating Taoiseach. The Examiner quotes unnamed Fianna Fáil sources as saying the Fianna Fáil leader would be generous on the matter to set a good tone for the new government, but also to ensure there's no chance of Fine Gael opting to go into opposition. The Daily Mail says the issue is actually settled. Its lead story says the two parties are set to continue the rotating Taoiseach arrangement, regardless of how many seats they ultimately finish on. All the papers report on how Gerry Hutch came so close to winning a seat in Dublin Central before being passed out at the end by Labour's Marie Sherlock. Daylight robbery, says The Sun. Sherlock foils the monk, is The Mirror's headline. Run-loving criminal, says The Star's front page, beside a photograph of Hutch trotting away from the scrum of reporters at the RDS Count Centre. Amid the analysis of how Hutch nearly pulled it off, Elaine Loughlin in The Examiner says he went back to basics. He did what the traditional parties have failed to do over the recent election cycles, that's, he got the vote out. There were reports that his team had registered 1,200 men and women to vote, people who had never voted before and who had never seen the political system as relevant to them or their community. Whatever the reason, she says, Dublin Central was the only constituency in the city that saw voter turnout increase. The Independent concludes that business as usual is not an option for whoever forms the next government. Its editorial declares the election has killed off the notion that any party can claim to be a national party of government. The outgoing coalition and the opposition have completed their 4.5-year peer review by the electorate. It's clear they have plenty to work on.
Shane, thank you.